Welcome to Rollfair, a D&D podcast.
Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, we'll introduce ourselves. I am Devin, the Dungeon Master.
I'm Ryan, playing Seth, the T'Challi Warlock.
I am Will, the reincarnated Brad, playing Jean-Pierre, the alternate ego of Arden, number 6.
I am Kayla, playing Taiji, the Tabaxi Pirate.
I am Austin, playing Chevy the Turtle.
I am Ben, playing Reyna, the Human Ranger.
I'm Sarah, I'm playing Asar, the Fire Genasi Sorcerer.
Perfect. So, last time, the party had a little bit of a history lesson on the different factions in Southern T'Challa, just to remind them who's kind of where and who is their targets for getting information and, you know, handling words. Now I'm speechless. Retrieving, that's what I was trying to say. Retrieving the Kapizyar for their destruction of Iblisi. So, we are picking up with you guys having entered into the wall of the wagons. And this would have been described prior to you totally going down. I forgot to describe it last time. But as you had crested the final hilltop, you overlook the Latigo Valley, and you see a beautiful city sprawling both sides of the river. The walls that were torn down 10 years ago have been restored in the pink granite that was seen in Jermadi, which Rainer knows comes from this area. Gates on either side of the river bar passage to ships seeking to head east or west. What in the world is that? Apparently I misspelled something. Continue. That's what it is. Head east or west to continue their journey along the Maya Shonda. Travelers pass towards the western gate far more frequently than through the eastern gate, a sign to Asar and Rainer. The trade between northern and southern T'Challa is weak. Once more, you can see how fractured and divided northern and southern T'Challa have become. So, as you guys approach the gate, the cart's rattling along, the sounds very much muted by the wool around you. You hear what sounds to be some exchanges as the carts stop. Go ahead and make perception checks for me.
Guidance.
The wool catches fire.
He has burning hands.
Guidance is not a quiet spell.
You're in wool.
I can cast it subtly
I'm just being a jerk.
You can
jerk.
Mumble it or something, right? So wait, you're muttering a tiny little prayer to your deity?
I cast it subtly.
It's fine. 10. You're in wool. So. You don't need it. Sorry, what'd you get?
But I got a nat 1, but that's a 10. So.
Yeah, and in this case, I'm sorry. I should have you roll with disadvantage because you're in.
I got a nat 1.
So I got a nat 20.
Six for Arden.
15.
16.
16?
7.
7?
Oh, I didn't even try. I was just saying my
just
little prayer.
Not trying to risk the use of your dice.
I'm just looking at a saw. I'm like, is it hot in here or is it just you?
Yeah, I got a nat 1 anyway, so it's fine.
Okay. You got distracted by Rainer, who was distracted by his focus on you.
It's so hot, I could only hear my own breathing.
So, Seth and Sharu, you two hear the guards speaking, and they sound very, very rough, formal with their jobs, trying to make sure they're doing their duty thoroughly. Very much different from your experience in Jermadi, where the guards were far more lazy. And the guards, you hear them speaking, they say, "What's in the carts?"
"Well, just some wool from our herd here."
And you hear a Tsuase, and they begin kind of poking through. Let's see here.
It's like the greatest thing.
Can I make a dexterity saving throw?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, why don't all of you make a dex saving throw for me?
No, I think can I?
Ten.
Okay.
12.
Okay.
22.
15.
18. 18.
14.
Okay. So as you guys are in the wall, you feel like the butt ends of wooden spears kind of coming down. Some of them graze you, but nothing stands out as you've been found. And the guards say, well, move along. Stay out of trouble. Old lady. We will. Thank you. And the carts begin rattling forward again. Eventually you stop, probably after about, 15, 20 minutes of moving through the city. Lots of pauses and whatnot. You hear the clamor of people around you. You eventually stop and the wool is taken off of you. You guys are sweating bullets just from being in there. But you see yourselves in almost like a warehouse where the wool is being unloaded, and it's a place for you to compose yourselves and get ready to go wherever you're going inside the city.
Odd and shrewd, do either of you have prestidigitation?
Nope.
Okay, clean it. Yeah.
Yes, of course, yeah. One moment. Yeah.
Arden, me too. Thank you.
I think I feel fine.
Is that...
I probably knew that.
I can't believe those gods called you old. How rude.
Yes, indeed. It's not incorrect, but... only the turtle was the true arsehole. But...
I don't recall this.
As Jean-Pierre is going around, or I guess Arden, Jean-Pierre is going around doing prestidigitation on everyone, taking an action for each one, he turns to the old lady in charge of all the flocks and tries it on her.
The dirt from her face gets a little cleaner. She still looks very old.
What are you doing?
I just thought that you wanted to freshen up a little bit. Not that you're in the city.
Fine. Leave me be.
Do you want me to put it back?
No. Anyway.
Asa holds Sue's hands. Thank you so much. It means a lot to have an ally in these dark times.
Oh, well, aren't you just a sweetie?
And she, like, puts her hand on top of yours and just pats it.
I like you.
I like you, too.
You see, like, her three teeth smiling at you.
You take care of yourself.
I'm, like, standing ready to bring out my spear.
But anyway. It's a little worrisome.
And if you ever travel south to the Chandelier City... I would love to show you around.
Highly unlikely that I'll make it that far. I'd probably die.
Oh.
Let's be real.
Well, just optimistically thinking.
Thank you for the invitation. But I will leave you to it. And good luck, Master Latigo. May you reign once more.
That is the hope. Couldn't have gotten this far without you, though.
Indeed. Well, I hope it helps. And just remember, the herd will always be there for you.
And they have signs and symbols to identify them. And she has her boys teach you some of those things that would be used. She shows you some of the images that you would see written in certain areas. Different herd animals will be used for different things. So, like a sheep, for example, will be used for like a home that is safe. Whereas a goat would be something like an armory.
I imagine Kaiji is just scoffing that it's not Fuse Cant.
No, it's not bad. It's I think you need to make symbols more quickly, like, and I'd like scratch into a post the symbol for UOMT. You know, something you can do more than drawing. But it's a good system. It's a good system. Don't let me get
They're simple. Down. I mean, it's not like a detailed thing by any means, so just be something that, you know, a sign that represents that. So, and then like a cow or something would represent, you know, a place for resources or food. So various things. I'll get you more as I think of them, but those are ways that you can find a safe place for those within the herd or the rebellion that need to discuss things.
Okay. Those will definitely come in handy. I've got this map with some general information, but locations may not be exact, so it might be best to have to utilize both sets of information to find where we need to go. I say, first off, we look for some place to hold up for the time being, and try and find a way to get in contact with the people that we need to see here.
So we go look for a sheep somewhere. One of these sheep.
Yes, yes. I've got a general idea. There's seems to be there's some herd locations down near the river that that we can check out. So
as you guys begin looking for a tavern, I want you, whoever's kind of leading out here, I want you to make an investigation check.
Probably guidance.
Well, that's at least a 22.
Okay. So as you're looking around, you see the city that you grew up in, and you finally get a true proper glimpse of what it is compared to what it was when you were a young boy here. And it is very much more orderly in the sense that people are forced to, you know, behave certain ways. There are rules and customs in place that, you know, would help discover those who maybe are, you know, going against the grain. So people have to be very strict with the areas they walk in, leaving paths for guards to pass through easily. You know, and you see as people step out of line at any point, a few guards will go and you know, beat someone for a moment and arrest them, and take them off towards the keep. The city itself is still pristine, like it was when you were here. A little worse for wear compared to what you had seen. People don't seem to put as much effort into, you know, decorating and beautifying the surrounding area. So it's a little bit
utilitarian.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is very different from the city you knew. And so as you are searching, looking for these signs and symbols that would allow you to find a place, you come across one tavern that is titled the Little Lemon. And the lemon, just so happens to be looking like a sheep in the sign. And as you head in, you see that that there is an image of a sheep in behind where the bar would be, and you see in the writing above there that this sheep was named Lemon. What? And so, well,
when life gives you lemons,
eats mutton.
But that's the tavern you see, and it seems like a clear indication to you that this is a safe area.
Yeah. Does anyone else have a hankering for a veal chop?
You know, I could go for one.
See, I'm just missing citrus fruit.
Well, I mean, once we get situated here, I don't know if it's still there, but I do know that a couple blocks from here, there used to be, at least a decade ago, a nice little eatery. And, surprisingly enough, had some of the candied scorpion, but I was kind of too much of a...
Now that sounds like a place of class.
As a child, I was a bit too frightened to eat scorpion, but I figured you might like that.
We definitely need to visit this place. Hopefully it's still there.
Should we go right now?
No, we're going to get some rooms. I need to probably speak with the owner of the establishment, try and get some contacts running around to find a place to meet with the leaders, if we can get a hold of them. It might be a couple days until they are all able to meet, but I would like to find a time when we could all be together.
So, okay.
Go ahead.
No, I'm out in the middle of open. I was going to speak, but then I thought better of it.
Okay. So, do you guys, I'm assuming you're heading into the tavern.
Yes. I'm saying this as we are in, you know, getting into the tavern, but I'm also being subtle about it.
Okay. So as you head in, you see that there's a sparse clientele here. You know, some people playing cards of some sort, tiles, rather. And the bartender behind the bar is a tiefling, young tiefling male. He looks up with kind of a grimace towards you, and he says, "What do you want?"
"Your strongest lemonade."
"Very well.
Make it a double lotto."
Do you
sell
lemonade here?
That kind of...
Never
mind.
Yes, we have lemons and sugar. I can make some.
Is it just lemonade, or is it...
Put a lot of liquor in it for me, please.
That.
Of course. I can make it hard.
Is the shepherd in?
Wait, is it... The lemonade is
Go ahead
hard
and make
drink?
A persuasion check for
it. Lemonade is hard to drink.
With
it
advantage.
It makes it hard.
Well, it's hard, and everything's hard to drink.
I don't want to drink hard lemonade.
Who's asking?
That guy.
Tell him that the sun has come home.
Surface thoughts.
Detect thoughts?
Yes.
Okay. So what you get there is... Who the hell does this man think he is? And, that's about it.
Okay.
Well, very well. I'll inform them. And,
I'll toss him a couple gold.
Okay. And he goes and makes your drinks and comes back.
Oh, thanks for paying.
Good way to make friends.
How many ordered lemonades?
I'll take one.
Four or five.
Four? Yeah. One for everyone, basically?
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay. So he brings us over some. brings a bottle of liquor and hands it to you. Serve as you need.
So I want to drink the lemonade if it's held. How do you know if it's held lemonade or not?
You put that in the lemonade and it makes it hard. Kind of like what it does to most men.
You know, most is a strong word. You know what? Never mind.
This is like Viagra lemonade, apparently.
Sorry.
I think he's referring to beer goggles.
Ah,
yes.
I see. That's not what went through my head.
No, it was in my head.
My surface level thoughts were XXX.
What do you mean?
Surface level. Oh, that was Rainer. Okay.
Oh, gosh. So, you guys have your lemonade and your alcohol.
I will attempt the lemonade.
And what?
Please don't put it in your flesh pocket. Please don't put it in your flesh pocket.
What are you guys doing from here?
Azar's going to turn to Rainer and just sort of put a hand on his shoulder, his arm, whatever I can reach. I'm technically the shortest person in the party.
Are you?
I am. I'm like by one.
Oh, wow. What? I didn't realize she was so short.
How do you feel? I'm sure it must be a little overwhelming to be back home.
It's different.
Is it what you were expecting?
Like, yes and no. There's definitely an air about the place that is almost sad, you know?
Yeah, I can feel it.
So I feel like there's... The city just seems full of people that are kind of down on hope.
Did we see much of, like, the order or anything like what we saw in Jarmati when we were walking?
Not so much the order. You see a lot of the coven here. There are people from the order here attending to church and clerical duties and whatnot. But you saw a fairly large garrison traveling down the streets. People posted it at posts, you know, three or four guards at a time. So it's well protected, and the guards are very on edge.
Rainer, when you were talking to the barkeeper, I sensed his thoughts a bit. I don't know if it was the right thing to do or not, but he was very much taken aback when you were asking for that person. He kind of brazen, and then when you kind of gave him a bit of an indication, he didn't seem like he quite fully believed you. Perhaps if you have your crest or something that you can flash or show him subtly, maybe that could expedite the meeting.
I
show the urgency.
Appreciate it. I don't think we need to look too far into it at the moment. They wouldn't be around if they weren't cautious. We might not meet the right person at first, but if they at least give us something, we can go from there.
Is there any specific, shall we say, no-nos in your culture around here that we should specifically not talk about or avoid, as to not step on toes, because obviously this is very sensitive.
Don't mention my family at all.
Got it.
Or magic. Seems like that's usually
the... Yes, I'd be wary about using magic simply because we are still under church control here. Just stay calm. like they say, the nail that stands out gets hammered, so.
I'm perfectly calm, dude.
How close are we to this, like, city center?
I'd say you're, you know, a fair distance away. Okay. It's not exactly, you know, I haven't given a thought to how wide the city is, but I'd say it's probably at least 3 or 4 miles.
Okay. The locate object spell is very annoying because it's only 1,000-foot radius.
Mm-hmm. Darn.
Darn, 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 darn! The barkeep comes back and he says, "So, the sun returns. What do you mean by that?"
Well, I mean,
gods. We mean that we have information that is only for. We've got a message for you, for your ears only.
Message for you, sir.
It's extremely important. That has to do with perhaps the future of the city, and it would mean so much if you could help us.
I'll see what I can do.
Is there something that we could do for you to help? If I could, we could
help
you.
Help you, help me.
Don't bring trouble.
Sure. Well, we're good, upstanding citizens.
Well, the most upstanding, for sure.
We have the cleanest intentions.
Make a persuasion check.
We will rent as many rooms as you need.
Please be good. 17.
Okay. All right. Do you need rooms for the night?
Oh, well, of course.
I'll take one.
We're always happy to help small businesses.
Good. It'll be 6 silver apiece. And, 6 silver per room. How many rooms are you getting?
We usually get 3.
Usually.
Okay. So, 18 silver. And he leaves you once again, and another gentleman comes forward. You see he is a dwarf who is sitting over in the corner just smoking. And he comes up to you and he says, "Well, what, haven't seen you here before."
"Hi, my name is Saru. What's your name?"
"My name is Gaeda."
"Gaeda.
What brings you to the city?"
"This guy."
"Who's this guy?"
"Just passing through on our way down to the coast. We were getting out of, what is it? Oh gosh, I can't remember the name of the city.
Jumadi?
Not Jumadi, the one up.
Kushako?
Kushako. I just finally got out of Kushako after the things that everything's been going on down there.
It's a very long ways from here.
It's why it took us a while to get here, considering everything that's going on. It's a mess, to be sure.
Well, how was your journey?"
"Not as smooth as we'd have hoped. We've been..."
"What happened, if I may ask? Forgive an old dwarf for..."
"I got shoved off a boat and got chomped on by crocodiles. It was the most terrifying moment of my whole life. Well, one of."
"That does sound very frightening."
"Very."
"Do you have the scars?"
Sherry points to the time where he got the bite marks from when he got chewed on by a crocodile.
He admires them for a moment. "That's quite the battle scar. Quite the injury."
"Yes, yes."
"And here you are, living to tell the tale."
"Oh, I love telling tales. You know, one time I was out in the middle of nowhere in the desert and just minding my own business, just looking for some scorpions to eat. And I stumble upon the most beautiful flower blooming in the middle of the desert. And Sherry pulls out his journal and shows, this is the drawing of it. I did not want to pick it because I did not see it anywhere else. I didn't want to ruin such beautiful nature, but I was just amazed that you could find such beautiful things in the middle of the harshest climates. It's crazy what grows in the desert.
Indeed, indeed. Well, life has a way of finding its place in the world.
Life finds a way.
And sometimes the harshest conditions breed the most beautiful things. Sometimes they breed scary things too.
That though.
But still, anything else happen on your journey?
Not much of note.
You said it was not how you wanted it to be.
Well, I mean, that's life, isn't it?
Sometimes.
Well, we were very much like fearful sheep.
Wait, we'll look carefully at you.
Surface thoughts.
You are not very subtle.
So you're doing the surface thoughts of the dwarf?
Yeah, when...
I was about to do the same thing.
Yeah, when they're like,
Surprised it took you guys this long.
I was waiting for the right...
Well, I was looking at the spell, making sure I had the spell ready.
Gotcha.
Can you cast that subtly, or whatever?
That's what I was checking, but it is verbal, somatic, and material, so it's
so not... So not subtle at all, is what you're saying.
Do you have your channel divinity?
Though? I could do my channel divinity, but I think the helm is a little bit better at it. Is it?
Is the what?
Helm.
The helm. His that.
Helmet. Oh, I forgot about that.
The helm of telepathy.
So that you can do it without people noticing? Or
my channel divinity is a little bit more subtle.
While we're in the helm, you can use an action to cast detect thoughts. As long as you maintain concentration on the spell, you can use a bonus action to send a telepathic message to a creature you are focused on. It can reply using a bonus action to do so while your focus on it continues.
Okay. So you hear the initial thought. Go ahead and make a stealth check for me first.
I am going to do the Channel Divinity one, and so it's just a wisdom save for him.
Okay.
17.
Six.
Sounds good. Go ahead and make it with advantage because he's specifically speaking to Rainer.
It's the same dice roll.
Oh no!
Okay.
So yeah, if he succeeds, then I can't hear his thoughts.
Okay. So you cast the spell.
And
you hear the thoughts. Careful now. They're looking at you.
What else?
So, your adventure. Not overly dramatic, but not the way you wanted.
Yes. Well, we're in the city now, and perhaps that... Are you a local here?
Well, not exactly.
Have you been here a while?
Originally from the Ashkaki Canyons. But I came here to... learn of the stonework that's done here at the quarries and see if there's anything that we can do to improve the methods.
Are you always so curious of strangers and their travels?
Well,
it makes for great storytelling.
We don't normally have this many people come into the Little Lemon all at once.
Oh, we just heard it had the most lovely lemonade.
It's quite good.
It was good.
Yes. It is very good.
Seem to be sure to have some open rooms.
It does. I found this tavern to be my favorite. I'm actually one of the owners, oddly enough.
Oh!
So after I came to investigate, I liked the place and I settled down.
You say you're not a local. You own this. How long have you had the business?
I've been here for about 15 years.
Wow.
That's not too long for a dwarf.
I think that like, makes you a local at that point. That long.
Well, I don't know. Dwarves live like 300 years, so it's nothing.
And the sheep motif, is that a recent addition?
It was here when I bought it.
Oh, okay. So it's...
Does this place give shepherds hope?
Wink, wink.
Nudge, nudge.
Sneeze.
The spell's still lasting, right?
Yeah.
Okay. As he says that, you hear a voice. Definitely not the dwarf's voice. Say, silence. And,
do I get the sense that it's directed at me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, it's to the dwarf. Mm-hmm. And, he says, well, not sure I understand what Shepherd's Hope means. What are you referring to?
The sheep motif, sorry.
I see.
Now, where can one purchase a pet sheep?
Probably from one of the herdsmen.
Sheep are not pet, they are livestock.
They could be a pet.
They are not pet, they are livestock.
No, I could have one livestock.
And they are for clothing.
Huh? Now I can have one livestock and raise it for its wool, and then sell the wool, and have a pet sheep that is also livestock.
Anyway, I appreciate you chatting with me. I will go attend to some of the business I have to attend to. And he walks up some stairs, bids you farewell, and you see him pass into the darkness of the upper area.
I want to use a helm to try and focus on the voice that I heard.
Okay.
And speak telepathy to that voice. Where are you?
Yeah, you have to be able to see him, I think.
Yep, yeah.
Oh, I do?
Mm-hmm.
I basically say to the group, just a little loud enough that, you know, whoever's at the counter can kind of hear that, you know what, I think I've... need a bit of a rest. I'm gonna go to my room for the evening.
Our room, correct?
Yes.
No, I thought I was sharing with Raina.
sorry, you're bunking with our with a.
No, Asar can come to our room.
Before you go, Raina, I want to let you know there was another voice that you did not hear. When you mentioned shepherds, someone told him silence. I believe that is why he played dumb.
I'll keep that noted.
I'm trying to.
And I'm pretty sure somebody knows that I was doing that. I'm pretty sure I was seeing.
Investigation check.
Because they told. They said they were watching me.
The helmet kind of gave off a glow.
13 stealth, 20 for investigation.
Sorry. And instead of investigation, insight would be better.
That's 15 then for insight.
15? Okay. So as you look around, what was your stealth again?
13.
13? Okay. As you look around, you see that the people playing tiles are definitely paying attention. And you can tell that they saw that you are looking at them.
What if this is all just a front to capture people trying to do the rebellion?
And then you also see that they are carrying hidden weapons on their person.
I'll just mention Arden, be careful how much you shoot. I think we're still being watched.
Anyway, just stay calm. I'll be out in time for us to go to that place to get some dinner, but I'm just gonna go rest in our room for a minute.
Can I come with you?
Absolutely.
I'm gonna go out wandering.
Oh,
oh no.
May I please join you?
Of course, of course.
I really want to go try. I give him some very just like straightforward directions to the candied scorpion location. Just don't go too far. We might, you know.
Okay, well, right. Sorry, you can do your sending stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Before we go, perhaps we should stop up at the room. I might need to
Of course.
Change the locus.
Freshen up.
Apparently,
I need to powder my wig.
I might have pissed off a few people, so I might need to change my face.
Dad. Okay. As soon as, like, we get into our room, I'm basically going to go to whatever kind of, like, desk and chair they've got there, and I'm going to make myself look like myself again, Latigo armor, and I'm basically just going to be sitting there waiting.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, with that, we're going to end the session there and pick up with what happens next time in The Little Lemon. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Roll Fair. If you want to dress luxuriously like me, check out our merch store. And if you'd like to seek out a public audience with me, you can leave a comment on our social media. Toodaloo!